Hello and welcome to Tech Access Democast, Kurzweil 1000, online tools and applications. Hi everyone and welcome to this Democast. Today I am going to demonstrate some of the special features in the Kurzweil 1000 scanning and reading software. Not only is this a superb program for scanning, but you can also do a lot of things with it, reading, notes, bookmarks, all sorts of things. There is a lesser known layer of this program, which involves not only some online tools, but also some special applications that you can launch, which include a calculator, appointment calendar, and fax utility, among some other things. I'm going to demonstrate those tools, and I'm also going to look at the online tools. Let's first start with the online tools. This is actually a lot of fun. To get to the online menu, once you launch Kurzweil 1000, you will hit Alt-N.
Online. Search for books.
And you have several different options. You can search for books.
Look through the bookshelves.
Look through the bookshelves, which essentially are databases that you can construct, depending on where you go to do your book searches.
Search for magazines.
Search for magazines, which basically it's the same principle, just searching various magazine repositories.
Search the classic literature CD.
The classic literature CD is something that you get when you buy your Kurzweil 1000 product. It's a mishmash of material freely available in the public domain that people put on there from Project Gutenberg and other sources. And quite frankly, some of the selection is quite strange. You can have Charles Dickens next to Plato, next to Edgar Rice Burroughs. So you just never know what you're going to get. I don't know who put that together, but it is definitely an interesting, diverse collection of freely available literature.
Use an encyclopedia.
You can use an encyclopedia. This will bring up articles related to the various subjects that you pick. And there are also several free encyclopedias to search through.
News from KESI.
You can get news about the company.
Translation.
You can get things translated into Spanish and English and vice versa.
Updates.
Look for updates and patches to the product.
Search for books.
And we're back to search for books. Let's go into this, and it is essentially a dialog box.
Title. Search for a particular title.
If I arrow down.
Author. Title.
I can search by title or author.
Enter a title or part of a title.
I'm choosing to search for a title, so I hit the tab key, and I'm going to type in the word Bible, because guaranteed I'm going to find titles with the word Bible in them.
E. Ignore. No further condition is necessary.
You can use and or to get further specifics, but I'm just going to leave it the way it is.
The search query is currently title contains Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Project Gutenberg and Web Braille will be searched. Project Gutenberg. Checked.
Bing Free Library, unchecked.
This is a list of all the places that Kurzweil is going to search.
Bookshare.org, unchecked. Bookshare.org, new books, unchecked.
Web Braille, checked.
Web Braille, unchecked. Accessible Book Collection, unchecked. International Braille Research Center, unchecked. Fondazione Isao Galliano, unchecked. Progetto Manuzio, unchecked. Cavazza, unchecked. Cavazza, unchecked.
Project Gutenberg, checked.
The only one I have checked is Project Gutenberg, although I could check others. Some of these sources are free and some of them are not. Bookshare, of course, is not. You have to have a subscription. Web Braille is, although I'm having problems searching with Web Braille is if you are a Bard user. Although I'm having problems searching through Web Braille at this time because Library of Congress has changed their interfaces around a lot, and I'm not sure if Kurzweil has quite caught up.
Okay.
So if I hit OK, it's just going to search through Project Gutenberg.
Status. No items have been selected for download. 337 items were found.
The Canon of the Bible by Davidson, Samuel, 1806 to 1898. Unchecked.
You can check or uncheck these and it will download them, depending on what you check. You can download multiple items at one time and it will just chug-a-lug through and download them. And as you can hear, it has found everything on Project Gutenberg with the word Bible in the title. I'm just going to check this first one.
Samuel, 1806 to 1898. Checked.
And as you hear the voices change, you know exactly what's been selected.
Okay.
I'm going to hit okay.
The Canon of the Bible has been downloaded. All requested files have been downloaded.
I only asked for one and it was downloaded. That's just fabulous. So where did it go? I mean, it said it was downloaded, but it must have gone somewhere. I will show you where it went.
Folder, new. Change.
I'm going to, and it took us out of the online tools.
Select the folder you wish to change to. The selected folder is general. Fax. Download. Completed patches. The Bible in Spain. Or, zip. The Canon of the Bible, zip.
it downloads it as a zip file. And zip files are actually, Kurzweil looks at them as folders. So if I went into this, it's a, like a folder.
Folder change to D. Back.
And if I opened it up.
Open. Would you like to open the file or files you last downloaded? Yes.
So when you try and open a file and you've recently downloaded something, it will ask you if you want to open it. And I'll say yes. It's thinking.
Page one.
The Project Gutenberg eBook of the Canon of the Bible by Samuel Davidson.
There you go. I'm going to close it.
The file has been closed.
Now, if I search for magazines, that process is similar. What I'm going to do next is search for encyclopedias, just for fun. I'll show you.
Online. Search for books. Look through the bookshelves.
Show you about that. But first I want to talk about searching through the look through the bookshelves. What this really means is that you can build databases of online sources, online repositories. So let's say I wanted to search through the Project Gutenberg bookshelf. What I can do is go into this search through the bookshelves, and it will ask me what source I want to create bookshelves for. I'll say Project Gutenberg, and then it will basically put together a list of everything that's available at that particular time. And then if I want to search through it at a later time, it will have all the titles and everything so that it won't have to go online unless you want to download something. So it's like a database. But oftentimes, since new things are added, you need to refresh those. And I'm not going to go through the process of creating it because that actually could take some time. And we have a limited amount of time.
Search for magazines. Search the classic literature CD. Use an encyclopedia.
I'm going to use an encyclopedia to search for a...
The keyword is currently science.
...term. It takes you to the last keyword you entered.
The selected encyclopedia is Wikipedia, English.
There are different encyclopedias, among them Wikipedia, Bartlett's, Encyclopedia Britannica, Merriam-Webster's Medical Dictionary, and some other foreign language Wikipedia type of things you can search through.
Okay.
I'm going to hit OK.
An encyclopedia search is in progress. Please wait. Page one.
Science.
And it brings up an article from Wikipedia, and you can search through it and read it. And this is basically what you can find in Wikipedia. It marks the links, and it's difficult to go to links using when you're actually in Kurzweil. It won't, of course, load Internet Explorer, and, well, it could, I suppose, but that would be kind of a detailed process, and you wouldn't want to do that. But it does tell you that these things are links. In other words, you can't go to the article with your internet browser using Kurzweil, but you can read the article. And then if you want to go to it, you could, you know, pull up Internet Explorer and conceivably go to Wikipedia, but you're not going to be able to go to the individual links in the article with Kurzweil itself. But you can read the article.
The file has been closed.
I'm going to close that. And the last online thing I would like to look at is the translation.
Online. Search for books. Updates. Translation.
Going from the bottom of the menu. So now I have translation.
The source will be detect language. English. Spanish.
You can detect a language or you can do English and Spanish.
English.
I'm going to do English.
Source language text.
I'm going to type something in here. Library for the blind and physically handicapped.
D. Library for the blind and physically handicapped.
There we go.
The translation will be English.
And you don't want to translate something from English to English. That's kind of pointless.
Spanish.
So I'm going to down arrow to Spanish.
Status. Please press enter to start the translation process. Destination language text. Status. Please press enter to start the translation process.
I'm going to start that.
Translating. Please wait. Destination language text.
And it switches, of course, to the eloquent Spanish voice that is installed by default when you install Kurzweil. The eloquent voices are installed.
Done.
And that's done. I'm not sure exactly what tools it's using for the translations, and I'm not sure when it will have other languages installed, but now you can do Spanish to English, English to Spanish with Kurzweil version 13, and maybe they'll install other languages in there. I'm not exactly certain. So that's a basic overview of the online tools that you can use. Now, what about these external applications that we've got that I keep rambling on about? Where do I exactly find those?
Online. Search for books.
Whoops.
Online.
Well, let's go into the File menu.
File. New. Open. Close. Save. Save as. Save partially. Delete. Favorites. Add to favorites list. Print. Find and open. Summarize. Launch.
All that's pretty self-explanatory. The summarize thing, I may look at that a little bit later on with you. That is a function that is really associated with reading a file. You can actually summarize the file. It is similar to the JAWS skim reading tool in the way that it operates, or in its purpose, rather. So
launch.
We've got this launch utility in the launch submenu in the file menu. You can add an application to launch. In other words, let's say you were in Kurzweil and you realized that you wanted to copy and paste some contents into Notepad from Kurzweil. You can, of course, get the start menu up and launch Notepad from the start menu, or you can stay within Kurzweil, tell it you want to launch Notepad, and then launch it that way.
Add.
So you can add a program to launch.
Change.
You can change programs you've got.
Delete.
Delete one.
Appointment calendar.
These are programs that Kurzweil already has in the launch menu.
Calculator. Photocopier. Fax. Add.
And those are all there.
Photocopier.
For the photocopier and the fax, you actually need some materials to scan. But the calendar and calculator, you don't need anything. You just enter
calculate
in information.
Appointment calendar.
So let's go into the appointment calendar.
Control. Stop playback. Event list. Empty.
The event list is empty.
If you'd like, enter some text here to quickly add an event.
You can quickly add an event, sort of similar to the reminders on the iPhone, for instance.
Quick add.
That's the quick add button.
Event list. Empty.
That's it. What in the world? Is that it? Let's go to the menu.
File. Has a submenu.
It has its own menu, this application.
New control plus and opens a dialog.
And just a reminder, you need to put this your screen reader to sleep when you launch these external applications.
Edit control plus E opens a dialog.
You can edit an event. You can add a new event.
Delete del.
You can delete an event.
Duplicate control plus D.
Duplicate the event if you want to have it, you know, say you want a weekly event.
Close.
Every week.
Exit. New control plus N opens a dialog.
So let's go into new.
Time checked. Please enter the name of this event.
Let's enter something really prosaic like record.
D space.
Podcast.
T. One time event. Daily or weekly. Monthly or yearly. One time.
Do a one time event.
Time checked. If you'd like, enter some comment here. The year is 2013. The day is 28. The month is 01. PM. The minute is 00. The hour is 01. Time checked.
And I accidentally got away from it, but the time is checked. So it's going to enter a time.
The hour is 01. The minute is 00. PM. The hour is 01.
Let's see. What time is it?
The current time is 12:45 PM.
Right now.
January.
Okay. It's 12:45. So I will just keep.
The minute is 00. The hour is 01. 1. 0. 1. 2. The minute is 00.
I'm going to.
0.
Put 50.
0. PM.
PM.
The month is 01.
January.
The day is 28.
28.
The year is 2013.
2013.
If you'd like, enter some comment here.
I'm just going to write finish recording democast as sort of like a further explanation.
Remind me before the event. Checked. 5. 10. 5. 30. 15. 10. 5. Minutes. Okay. Minutes. Hours. Days. Minutes. Okay. Event list. Record podcast. Finish recording democast. 12:50 p.m. Moan. January 28th, 2013.
It will remind you before the event. It will pop up a little reminder. And I think these reminders work whether or not Kurzweil is active or not. So let's say I'm recording the podcast. I don't have Kurzweil open. And I'm just sort of mumbling along. The application will pop up with a reminder that you need to do whatever
event
it is
list.
You need
empty.
To do.
Quick add. If you'd like, enter some text here to quickly add a file.
What other menus are there? So we've gone through adding an event.
Tools. Has a preferences. Opens a dialog. The hotkey to launch appointment calendar is CTRL plus Alt plus A.
You can launch it from within Kurzweil.
Okay. Cancel. The hotkey to launch appointment B. A. Okay. If you'd like, enter some text here to quickly add an event file.
Let's see.
Tools.
Those are all the preferences you have.
Opens a dialog. Select notify sound. Opens a dialog.
You can select a sound before to a reminder sound.
Preferences. Opens a dialog.
Those are the tools you've got.
About Kurzweil appointment calendar application. Opens a dialog.
And then you're in help. So it's about the application.
Help.
And that's
has
pretty much all you've got.
Move. New control plus and open.
So
file.
The
has a submenu.
The most, you know, the most options are within the file menu, and they're pretty rudimentary and pretty easy to use. This little thing is. A lot of times, I mean, you know, I don't know how many people actually use this. You've got Outlook. You've got an email client to record calendar events. Some people have other, you know, web apps that they like to use. Some people have smartphones now. A lot of people do to record things. But this is a little nifty and very simple calendar app. Whoops, I just totally closed Kurzweil. That was not what I intended. I'm going to look at the calculator next because this is a pretty fun thing. Of course, if you want to do a lot of complex calculations, of course, you've got, I opened it again. Of course, you've got Excel and probably other products. You've got your smartphones to do calculations and other programs. But this is actually kind of fun. Let's
File, new.
It is a multi-layered kind of calculator.
Open, delete, favorites, find an open, launch, add,
go back
change,
to launch,
delete, appointment calculator.
We're going to go into the calculator now.
Business view, KESI calculator application business view, current value is zero.
It is a multi-layered kind of calculator. And right now we're in the business calculator view. So you have your options depend on what calculator you're in.
Exit, file, has a submenu. Exit, file. Scientific view F5.
The next
view.
I'm sorry. The menus
file.
Are this.
Has
file.
A submenu. View.
View.
Has a help.
Help.
Has a submenu.
That's basically it.
View.
The file menu, the only function you have is exit. We don't really want that, do we?
Scientific view F5.
There are different views.
Business view F9.
Business view.
Scientific view F5.
Scientific view.
Statistics view F6. Standard view F8. Business view F9.
So it is a very multi-layered, need I say that again?
Scientific view F5.
Let's go into the scientific view.
Scientific view, KESI calculator application scientific view, current value is zero.
All right.
Inverse checkbox clear. Hyperbolic checkbox clear. The number base is decimal. The trig mode is degrees. Left paren. Right paren. Backspace. Clear entry. Clear all. Scientific notation. Square root. Sine. Cosine. Tangent. Exponent. E to the X. X to the Y. X cubed, X squared, rand, natural log, log, factorial, reciprocal, clear memory.
Wow, you can do a lot.
Return memory, store to memory, add to memory, pi, 7, 8.
And if I'm hitting tab with these, and it's kind of strange, you can tab to the numbers and then enter on the numbers, and it's kind of weird. But you can also, of course, put values in there and then click on the appropriate value you want. Like, let's say you want the square root of 3. You can do that. By entering 3 in the
9, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 0, plus minus, point, divide, multiply, minus, plus, modulo, int, left shift, equals, and, x or, not, or, current value is 0.
Into the current value box, and you've got, you know, hotkeys to get to all these different things, but into the current value box, and then, enter the numbers, and then click on the appropriate function that you want done. The business calculator is a little more complicated. In terms of how many functions you've got. The standard calculator is the one you'll probably use the most. It does have a few things other than plus and minus, multiply and divide. Like, it does have square root and a couple other things there. But, you can do pretty much all the same things you would do with other calculators. It is good that it has four different kinds of calculators. I have found myself making use of the business calculator at work sometimes for things that I need to do. And of course, the standard calculator to calculate different simple things.
Clear all. Clear all.
So I'm going to...
Left shift.
Whoops,
equals.
Get out of here. There we go. So I got out of there. I went back into Kurzweil and
file.
I'm going to show you a little bit about the fax and copier utilities, how they work.
Launch, add.
And I got to launch by hitting L.
Change, delete, appoint, calculator, photocopier. Welcome to the KESI photocopy application. Since this is the first time you have used this program, be sure to set up your printer properties first.
Okey-dokey.
You will find them under the file menu, so press the ALT key, then down arrow to the print setup menu item, and press enter. Once you have accepted the print setup dialog, you can move around the main dialog with tab and shift plus tab. Press F1 at any time for more help, or try the about box in the help menu. One copy will be made.
What this basically does is it will allow you to scan something into your scanner and print it through your printer. So you can have hard copies of various documents, and you can specify the number of copies here. That's the tab it takes you in this dialog box immediately.
The scanner brightness is 50. A black and white copy will be made. The scanner resolution will be 300 dots per inch. The original page size is letter. The copy will match the size of the original. Make copies. Cancel. One copy will be made.
So that's the basic dialogue. What do we have in the menus?
File. Has a submenu. Help. Has a submenu. File. Has a submenu. Make copies F9. Print setup. Opens. Exit.
That's basically it. That's what we've got.
File. Has a submenu.
So it's a fairly, again, simple thing to use. And so, okay, we've got the photocopier.
Launch. Add.
How does the fax utility work?
Change. Delete. Appointment. Photocopier. Fax. Stop playback. Welcome to the KESI fax application. Since this is the first time you have used this program, be sure to set up your preferences.
Uh-huh.
You will find them under the Tools menu, so press the ALT key, then down arrow to the Preferences menu item, and press Enter. Once you have established your preferences, use the new menu item under the File menu to begin the process of sending a fax. Press F1 at any time for more help, or try the About box in the Help menu.
Okie dokie. This does not have a dialogue that you can tap around in. So let's do what it suggests and go under the Tools menu for Preferences.
File. Tools. Help. Tools. Address book F3. Oh, Preferences. Opens an address book F3. Opens a dialogue.
You can have different names and telephone numbers stored in there that you want to send faxes to.
Preferences. Opens a dialogue. Advanced preferences. Opens a dialogue.
The preferences have a lot to do with setting up your scanner, setting up the printer, setting up your telephone, all kinds of different things to actually get the fax sent. And I'm not going to go into how to do that because, well, I'm not going to send a fax to anybody, even a test one. But just to show you that you can send faxes with this program.
Inbox, Windows with mail, inbox, Windows. And Windows Task Manager.
It's fairly
task,
easy
dialogue,
to do.
Application page, task list view, not selected, graphic 346, gold wave running.
How did I get to
graphic
there?
Graphic 278, inbox, Windows with mail, inbox, Windows with mail, Windows, gold wave, Kurzweil 1000.
Now we're back to Kurzweil 1000.
File, new.
And we've gone through, basically, the launch menu. Now let me show you how to create an audio file, which is something that a lot of people like, and I actually think this is one of the most outstanding features of the whole program.
File, new.
To do that,
page 1 of 1.
I am going to create a file, and I'm going to type in some information.
New line.
And I'm just going to say, this is a test of audio file creation.
Please accept or change
save
the file
this.
Name. Untitled text box.
It are
S.
automatically.
Untitled, period. T.
Save as test. It doesn't matter much what format you save it in.
The current format is.
I'll save it in the default KES format.
Sort by. Okay. Camp King. Steve. Books.
Save it in just the regular.
Test in folder D.
Kurzweil Educational Systems folder. I'm going to close it.
The file has been closed.
Now.
File. New. Open.
I'm going to open it back up.
Apt people. Apt.
Whoops.
Folder.
I'm going to change.
Book. Kurzweil Education.
There.
Folder
I'm going to open the file.
Open. Select one. Test. Page one.
And I've got the file opened here. So how do I go about creating this audio file? And I made this short and sweet because it does take some time to create these files, although the process has been significantly speeded up over the versions. I've been doing this since version 9.
Properties. Send to. Utilities. Copy. Move. Merge and extract image. Extract all images. Remove image from page. Remove all image. Remove link. Remove page. Create audio file. Audio spooler monitor. Convert bookmarks to notes. Audio. Create audio files.
And this is the one that we want. Create audio files.
All pages will be processed. List box.
You can process all pages.
Pages. All. Pages.
Specify all. Pages. And I'm just going to process all pages.
MP3 files will be produced.
Here's
list
where
box.
You can specify the formats.
Daisy with WAV files. Daisy with MP3 files. WAV. MP3.
WAV and MP3 and a couple of different DAISY formats. DAISY will have extra navigation features inserted in the collection of files. So I don't want that. I want just MP3.
The number of pages converted per audio file will be 1. Text box. The selected audio quality is medium. List
you
box.
Can do medium, high, or low. And I'm going to select
high.
High, just because.
Compress the audio to produce 32 kilobits per second. List box.
You've got 32.
24. 16. 256. 224. 192. 160. 128. 112. 96. 80. 64. 56. 48. 40. 32.
32 is the default, but you can do all of those different ones.
Use the sample rate found in the audio source. List box.
I recommend that because sometimes you don't know what your sample rate's going to be, and if you do a higher or lower one, it sounds either like a chipmunk or a croaking frog, depending on which way you go with it.
The destination folder is D, /documents and settings, /Aaron, /my-documents, /Kurzweil Educational Systems. Text box.
It's going to save it by default in the same directory that the file is saved in. So if you want to change that, you can do that.
Browse.
You can browse for a folder.
No playlist is specified for iTunes.
You can specify a playlist for iTunes with these. I have not worked on how to do that yet.
No playlist is specified for Windows Media Player. Okay, command button.
And I'm just going to hit OK.
Audio file creation has been queued.
It's been queued. And it's done. If you, the audio spooler monitor is something that will monitor, of course, the creation. So if you have a large book, for example, and you're creating audio files from that, it will monitor what, you know, what file is being created, how many files are left, or jobs rather. And so you can keep track of how it's going. And you can do other things while these audio files are being created. The process is done in the background, and you don't have to really worry with it. One caution, and I'm not sure if this is still the case, but the audio spooler monitor often is put into the startup menu, the Windows startup menu. So let's say something happens with Kurzweil. With the audio file creation, and you have to exit, you have to reboot your computer. Something's happened with your computer, something's happened with your screen reader, the audio file creation process, anything, and you have to reboot without closing out the program first. If you reboot, this used to be the case, I'm not sure if it still is, but you can go to the startup directory and see if it's there, and if the entry for the audio spooler is there, you can delete it. Because if you don't, it will start and kind of lock things up when you reboot your computer. At least it used to. Your screen reader wouldn't come up automatically if it was set to do that. And you were kind of, you know, left in the lurch with this audio spooler monitor trying to create the audio files without Kurzweil running. It was kind of weird. So, you know, you may want to remove it from the startup menu if it's there. And if you don't know how to do that, you can figure it out. I'm not going to show you how to do it. It's something that you can pretty much do on your own. You can find the startup directory in your start menu, I think, with Windows XP, or with Windows 7, you can just search for startup and find the programs that are going to automatically start running when you reboot your computer. So that, in a nutshell, is a demonstration of the audio file creation. But wait, what about playing the files you've created?
The file has been closed.
How do you do that? Well, you can burn them to an SD card. You can burn them to a CD, which actually, before SD cards were popular, I burned a lot of these to CDs and would play them, books and things that I have created. One thing I will mention that I almost forgot is that not only can you create page by page, but if you have bookmarks in your file, you saved it along with bookmarks at various key points, you can separate the audio files by bookmark. So say, for instance, you've got a book, you've got chapters in the book, and you've bookmarked each chapter. Then when you create the audio files, you can use bookmarks to separate them and create chapter by chapter each audio file. So what about playing these things? Kurzweil will play audio files of specific formats. I think it does Wave MP3, and it may do some others, but I'm just going to play the MP3 file.
Folder, change, my document, entire con, Karen Jacobson, Kurzweil Educational Systems.
All right, change to Kurzweil
Folder
Educational
change.
Systems, make sure it's there, and then I'm going to open it.
File, open, select one or more, test, test 001.mp3.
And when you create the audio files, it will, if you have to split a book or something, split a file into parts, it will number them.
Page 1.
This is a test of audio file creation.
End of document.
There you go. It played it. I stumbled upon this by accident, actually. The fact that it will play audio files of certain formats. You notice that the speed is a little bit fast there, and this is also another precaution. When you create the audio files, it will use the settings you have specified for your reading voice and speed. So, for instance, I have NeoSpeech Paul as my reading voice and the speed at, I think, 280 words per minute. That's what it uses when it creates the files. If you want it slower than that, you will have to slow down your speed and save that setting before you create the audio files at a slower speed. This is really what I wanted to demonstrate for you today, how to use the calculator, the launch utility, searching for online books, and audio file creation, a lot of things that make this program pretty special. I hope you've enjoyed this demo cast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Outlook Express message list view. Flying Kurzweil on top. Gold Wave. Gold Wave. Untitled 3.
To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA underscore weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.